Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Conversations with Adele. I'm your host, Adele Teblin, and I am so thrilled to be bringing to you this new season, this new ideation of my podcast. In each podcast episode, I am going to be featuring a guest, a friend, a colleague in the space, a thought leader, someone who I would be having coffee with, and you can be getting the behind the scenes of what it's really like to sit down and have a real conversation with me and some of these amazing human beings. The purpose of this podcast is for you to deeply connect with me and the people in my life that I care deeply about, for you to get to know something about me that you don't already know, and for you to gain a new perspective. Every podcast guest that I feature will push the boundaries and bring in a new perspective, which allows you to tap into a new point of view. So I can't wait to dive into today's episode.
So here is the thought for the day. The thought for the day is a Latin term. I'm going to give you the Latin term, but I'm going to give you the transcription in English. Okay. So in Latin, it is in sterquilimus inventor. Okay. And what it means is this: in the filth, it will be found. In the filth, it will be found. So yeah, exactly. Thank you, Parveen. So in Latin, it's in sterquilimus inventor. Doesn't matter. You don't need to write that down. Just know that that's where it comes from. And it means in the filth, it will be found. So what in God's name does that mean? It means that when you are building a life by design, two things are happening. We talked about this earlier in the week. You both get what you want and what you don't want. But more importantly, two things are happening. And one of those things can be very dangerous. And it's this. Because you're building something that's new, traversing the unknown, the piece that's dangerous is that it triggers your sabotaging strategy and your core wound pattern. Every fucking time. Every time. Some of you are so deep in your sabotage right now. It's like you're like this. Like the sabotage is just taking over. Yes. Yes. Some of you. Yes. Okay. Now, this is a good thing because it tells me you're actually doing the work. If you have no sabotage, you are doing abso-fucking-lutely nothing. No need for sabotage. The subconscious mind is not threatened. So it's hunky-dory business as usual. But the moment you step in to the unknown, the subconscious mind is like, it's like going nuts. And you go into your core wound pattern. Adele, see, it never works for me. I'm not good enough. Adele, look, I'm going to find all the evidence to tell you why I suck. Look, Adele, hold on. You don't understand my stories and my traumas and my problems. Like, that's your core wound pattern. That's your sabotage. You need to know it intimately. Like, you need to know it like it's so fucking obvious to you as it is to me, for you. When you're stepping into the unknown, it's like, why do you think every myth, every book, like the Harry Potter series, the analogy, the metaphor is you walk into the forest and it's scary. There's creatures. It's like you go down the wrong path. There's always two forks in the road. That metaphor is exactly what I'm talking about. The minute you go into the unknown, it's the scary forest where all the core wound patterns are hanging out, trying to trip you up. So when you live a conscious life of growth, which all of you are here for that, because you wouldn't be here if you were just trying to stay the same. That would be a waste of your time and money. So because you're consciously choosing a life of growth, you're consciously needing to be paying attention to your sabotage at every step along the way. Because here's the piece that you need to remember. What you need to remember is this. Everybody listen, you're going to go through your terror barrier more than once. But y'all believe that because you went through it once, it should be over forever. That is not true. That's called magical crystal ball thinking. My terror barrier is something I pretty much step through every other day at this point in my life, because my growth is so exponential that the subconscious mind is completely freaking out 24/7. 24/7. But if you want to watch reruns of Seinfeld and watch Netflix and chill all day, there's no reason for your sabotage to get flared up because it's completely safe. So rather than going, why am I having the sabotage? Ask yourself, that's the wrong question. You're having it because you're stepping into the unknown, and the subconscious mind does not have a pattern for the unknown. It does not like it. It triggers the threat and it puts you in core wound patterns. So this is what it looks like. You're doing the thing, you're getting some results. It's subconscious mind, you're going towards your goal. And then it hooks you with the emotion. We've been talking about that. It hooks you with, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough. See, let me show you all the evidence why I'm not good enough and I'm not worthy. Look, Adele, see, look, I need to be right and show you how much my core wound is right. You all have an incessant need to be right about your core wound. Do you know that? Are your socks still on? Okay, good. So you have to understand this. You have to have the mindset that you're not going to hit a terror barrier once. You have to continue to walk through that terror barrier sometimes every day when you're on an exponential curve. Like if you're going like in your results, it tells me that you're walking through that terror barrier every day. If you came to me today and you were like, Adele, I'm not experiencing any of the things you're talking about, I would say to you, then what are you doing? Why are you here? You don't need to be spending your time and money doing nothing. That'd be a waste. So if you are experiencing the things, raise your hand if you are in the experience of what I'm illustrating in this moment on some level. You've gotten so many shit sandwiches on your head over the last week that, yeah, okay. Great. Mazel tov. Congratulations. You're doing the work. What? Now what? You have to get over yourself and say, this is my sabotage. I got to know it so intricately well that I'm not shocked every time it shows up. You got to delineate it like a Venn diagram. Like we joke about the Venn diagram. Shalini brought up, I had to like Google what a Venn diagram was. You know, you got to look at like, okay, this happens. And then this happens. And then this happens. And then I get righteous. And then I get pissed. And then I'm in my bed eating Haagen-Dazs at 3 p.m. and I don't know how I got there. That's your sabotage. When I tell you to go do something, this is another way it shows up. I'm giving you all the ways that it will be because it's so smart. It's smarter than you, right? How many times do you feel like, how did that fucking happen again? I thought I was smarter than it. No, it's smarter than you. It's actually evolutionarily been around for thousands of years. It's way smarter than you. Your subconscious mind is way smarter than any one of us. If we are too comfortable for even a moment, boom. Have you not experienced that? You get really comfy and then it's like, so here's the deal. Here's another way it shows up. Okay, here's how I've seen it show up recently with people. So you're on your path, you're doing your thing. Let's say it's a financial goal. You're making your sales, you're doing other things, blah, blah, blah. It's all going in the right direction. And all of a sudden you get shiny object syndrome. You're like, Adele, I have to do this other thing. I would be really conscious of that. Why? Because it'll be easy. I have this other coach is telling me it's going to be really easy. If I write a book, then it's going to be really easy. Anyone that's telling you it's going to be really easy is lying to you. It gets easy when it becomes habitual. It gets easy when you have a pattern for it, but it's not easy on the road. So anyone that's giving you ease, you know, this is why we live in a culture where sex sells. Everybody wants sex. So they're like, sex. And people are like, yes, I'll buy it. But it's like, no one's like, work hard. Okay, I'll buy that. So it's like, you have to understand, like, it's not easy on the road to growth. It's terror barrier. And then it's terror barrier. And it's like, and then it gets easy when you build the habit and you build the intestinal fortitude to deal with the terror barrier. That's when it gets easy. It's easy once you have the habit for it. It's not easy on the road to it. And anyone that's selling you like sex, flashy stuff, we live in a culture of like, how'd you lose weight? What's the one thing you did to lose weight? What's the one thing you did to be successful? All the fucking things. I've done all the fucking things to be successful. Not one thing, repeatedly over time, all the things. So I warn you of anything that is shiny object is another form of sabotage. Does that make sense? Now, let me go one step further. So in the filth, it will be found. What does that mean? That Latin translation. In the thing that we need to, so as we move forward in our life, it is the place that we least want to look and go where the breakthrough is happening. That's what in the filth it will be found, what means. In the place you're resisting to go, to look, in the thing you're resisting doing, in the place you're resisting to look inside of yourself, in the ways that you're, in the place that you're kind of doing that, that's that exact place is the instaquilimus inventor. It's like in that space, the phoenix rises from the ashes. This is when I first learned this Latin transcription, it explained everything to me. We live in a culture where everybody, most humans, what you guys are doing every day is so beyond exceptional. I can't even tell you. You are stepping into the unknown every day. You are growing every day. Even when you think you're moving backwards, you're moving forward. Like most 99% of people watch reruns of Seinfeld because it's safe. They're not in the Instaquilimus Inventor. They're in the like Netflix and chill pop culture of fast and easy sex sells kind of vibes. And that's, I mean, marketers know what they're doing. They know how to market to people. I mean, they market to the thing, the flashy, shiny object, but you're here actually digging every day in your soul, like, you know, like moving forward, notwithstanding the circumstances. This is power. So I have full body chills. I know this. Yeah. Everybody needed this today. The intestinal fortitude to deal with your terror barrier, AKA get a diaper. For some of you who don't know the diaper analogy, I often talk about my work requires a diaper because it's going to cause all and a lot of deodorant because you'll be sweating a lot of the time. Let me read you something. So the idea here is that you get up and you put one step in front of the other every damn day, every day, like every day you walk through your terror barrier, not once. For the core wound pattern follows you for the rest of your life. You never disintegrate it entirely. No matter how much time you spend working on it, it will follow you because at some level in your life, it kept you alive. So it's never going anywhere. Some of you are like, when am I not going to feel unworthy? Never. It's always going to be there in the back of your mind. All you can do is override it with the truth every time. When am I not going to feel sorry for myself? Well, when you decide that it no longer serves you to feel sorry for yourself anymore. Right? It's never that core wound pattern is the strongest pattern in your subconscious mind because when you were a child, it was the thing that kept you safe and alive. So as long as you have a limbic system and a conscious mind, you will never override that. But what you do is you weaken its grip on you so that you don't, some of you are still, and this is no judgment, it's just an observation, you're still allowing yourself to slide too far down before you catch yourself back up. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. It's too like you're almost like so far down that it's so hard. You got to catch yourself sliding. Once you already see you're sliding back, catch yourself. Or we'll like check out of our business for a week. You can't check out of your business for a week if you're an entrepreneur because you don't feel like it. You can't check out of your life for a week, you know, because you're feeling sorry for it. You can't. Not at this level, you can't. Maybe 2 years ago, but not now. So Will Smith, in his amazing book, this is in the first chapter or the first part. I read this when I first opened this book and I got full body chills. And this is what he said. For my entire career, I have been absolutely relentless. I've been committed to the work, to a work ethic of uncompromising intensity. And the secret to my success is as boring as it is unsurprising. You show up and you lay another brick. You lay another brick. So he's talking about bricklaying, which he did with his father when he was young. Bad, pissed off, lay another brick. Bad opening weekend, lay another brick. Album sales dropping, get up, lay another brick. Marriage failing, lay another brick. Over the past 30 years, like all of us, I have dealt with failure, loss, humiliation, divorce, and death. I've had my life threatened, my money taken away, my privacy invaded, my family disintegrated. And every single day still, I got up, mixed fucking concrete and laid another brick. No matter what you're going through, there's always another brick sitting right there, right in front of you, waiting to be laid. The only question is, are you going to get up and lay it? Pretty much that sums up his book. And the intestinal fortitude and the resilience and the no matter what attitude that I've been talking about versus the as long as, like, this is such an important conversation because I want to build with you guys this year the mindset of a champion, which is no matter what. Marriage failing, lay another brick. Death, lay another brick. Divorce, lay another fucking brick. Like, I said this to you guys at the beginning, we're all going to go through shit this year collectively. There's a lot of us in this group. We're going to go through life transitions. People are going to lose people. People are like, things are going to happen. But are you going to get up and lay the next brick? Or are you going to allow yourself to slide down in your sabotage and check yourself out? That choice is always up to you. Okay. So in the filth, it will be found. The thing that you need to look at, the place that you need to go, is the place that you don't want to look, but that's where the breakthrough is. That's where you have to look. So ask yourself, where am I avoiding looking? Where am I not wanting to go? What am I not wanting to do? Where am I resisting all this crap? This is going to tell you a lot. It's going to tell you a lot. Okay. I'd love for you to share in your respective Facebook groups what's opening up for you in this conversation. Where is in your filth it will be found? What does that mean for you? What are you recognizing for yourself? Like, I keep avoiding looking at this relationship. I keep avoiding looking at this thing I need to do. And in that space, the minute you actually turn your attention to it, that's where the phoenix rises from the ashes. Okay? Okay. I love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Coffee Conversations. It really means the world to me that you take time every week to listen to now a very thought-provoking conversation with me and some of my close friends and peers in the industry, a little bit of a behind-the-scenes, a dialogue of what it would be like to have coffee with me and some of my friends who are thought leaders in this space. And I just want you to know something, that you're so worthy of success and you can have whatever it is that you desire. I believe in you, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.